Well, hello there.
Hello.
Welcome back to another episode of Permission to Enter.
Welcome back, everybody. We have some great stuff we're talking to you about today. Basically, just going to give you an update on what to expect for April, according to the stars. The stars and the moon and the sun. The earth.
If you haven't checked out episode number one from season number two, go back, check that one out, because we're going to be talking about a lot of new upcoming things to transition into the spring. So you're going to have no clue what we're talking about. So go back, listen to that one, and then listen to this one. And if you didn't already know, this is our second season of Permission to Enter. So
yeah,
we're
other episodes.
So excited to have you guys here.
Yay. Welcome. Also, I think today, so we're recording this before, but today when this episode comes out, I'm pretty sure it's April Fool's Day. So
happy April Fools.
April Fools, guys. I don't know what about, but just don't be fooled today.
Wait, you don't remember what I told you April Fools is actually meant for? Like why there's the thing for April Fools?
No. Wait, did you tell me that?
I feel like I did.
I think we talked about St. Patrick's. Or no. What holiday just happened? St. Patrick's Day. We talked about that.
Okay, so April Fools has everything to do with the transition from the Babylonian calendar into the Julian calendar. So you know how I told you last episode that I am not a fan of the Julian calendar, which basically makes us start the new year January 1?
Yes.
So the Babylonians and most people at that time decided that they were not going to follow the Julian calendar. So they continued starting the new year March 20th. And everyone called those people that celebrated the new year March 20th because they celebrated through the first week of April. They called them April Fools for celebrating the new year and spring.
Well, I guess I am an April Fool now because
I am a freaking April Fool.
My new year is, I have three new years actually. So I do, you know, participate in the traditional new year's celebrations on January or, you know, the 31st and Jan 1st. But I also like to see my birthday as my own personal new year.
For sure.
And it's also nice for me because my, you know, January 1st is New Year's Day. And then my birthday is February 17th. So I'm like, there's like a few weeks in there where I'm like, meh, if I don't really get my life together, it's totally fine. And then
because you have something coming up soon. I am a big believer of having those
give yourself
season
a break.
Changes or, you know, like your birthday as a new year.
I mean, a trip around the sun is a new season.
For sure.
But also then I have one now in March 20th as well. So we're the first half of this year is full of New Year's for me. My year doesn't actually start until after March 20th.
Okay. I have to give everyone a quick just visual here of what is actually happening on my side.
Okay.
If I seem very scattered, it's because I don't have my normal headphones. So I can hear everything that's going on outside of this room. And I'm in a little co-working space because I'm waiting for Eliza to get out of school. Mm-hmm. So while she's in school, I am at this really awesome place. It's called Toast and Jam. It's in Buford. I'm giving them a big shout out because it's like the cutest little modern co-working space. Mm-hmm. And it's very aesthetically pleasing. So if you want to take pictures in here, or just like the creative buzz is happening everywhere in here. So big shout out to them. It's a very cool space. And I don't know if it's the owner, but Alexandria, she's the one always emailing me.
Okay.
She is like so on top of everything. It just explains everything really well. So just want to major props to them.
Hey.
But we were scheduled to record on a day that I had to be in here. And so I am in this like little phone booth that they give you to make your phone calls. And so I'm just in this like little tiny room with lots of noise and chaos going outside of me.
Okay.
So I can kind of hear what's going on out there, and I'm trying to pay attention to Lauren right now. I'm trying to keep focus on you.
Well, what's going on with me is I actually just realized I forgot to put a bra on today. So, you know, but I'm at home, so I'm not in a co-working space, so it's all good.
Okay, but to be fair, I typically don't wear a bra even in a co-working space. So
that's fair. That's fair. But I'm not that person. I'm very much a bra fan. And again, that might be society has taught me to be that way, but regardless, I am. So, and
I'm a freakily nipple kind of gal.
I literally just realized it. So it's fine.
Well, I can't see anything. So
if I sound a little free today, then that would be why. If I sound calm.
Okay. Well, I love that.
Yeah. Also, I have a big makeup news update, which your girl LC is not the makeup guru. I'm not the knower of all things makeup. That is
okay. Tiffany. I want to hear this.
But I just saw on Twitter, I literally have zero information about this. And it might not even be true, but it's a rumor that if it was true, it would be really cool. How do you feel about ColourPop cosmetics? I feel like a lot of people use them.
Yeah, I like them.
Okay. So apparently they have they've been posting on their Instagram story hints about a new collab that they're doing. Mm-hmm. And the collab is something Disney related, and the way it looks could be a Lizzie McGuire collab.
Whoa. What?
With ColourPop.
Okay, I'm here for that.
As a millennial who is very much a Disney kid, I love Hilary Duff. And we already did not get the Lizzie McGuire reboot that was filming, they were doing it. And then they had they had a bunch of disagreement. Oh God, she was posting everything.
I know nothing.
She was literally posting on her stories, with her and Gordo and all her and Ethan Kraft. Remember, did you watch the show a lot or no?
I did, but I can't really remember.
Oh my God. I loved. Speaking of brawls, that's the show. That show is the reason I even wanted to brawl in the first place. Cause there was a whole episode about it being such a big deal. Your first bra. But
I wanted a bra because I wanted to stuff my bra.
Oh, literally same. And I did do that. And my mom was actually super cool about it. I think she handled it in a very well, I think probably the best way you can handle that when you catch your daughter stuffing her bra in first grade. Because I was
okay, wait, this is really important. What did you stuff your bra with?
Socks. What else was I going to stuff my bra with? I didn't know.
I stuffed mine with toilet paper like a savage.
Oh. Did you ever watch the movie Now and Then?
Yes.
When she put
pudding
in the balloon.
In the balloon?
Literally, genius. I was like, how do I do that? I got to find a funnel. But I couldn't find any of those things. But I did. My mom put really what she said. My mom's a Virgo. This was such a Virgo tactic too. She picked me up from after school care one day, and I had, I was wearing overalls. I don't know why I was very vividly remember this moment, but I was wearing overalls and I had my bra stuffed with my socks. I took off my socks. They were the socks I wore leaving the house. I literally at some point took off my socks and put them in my training bra that I did not even need. Again, this is because of Lizzie McGuire. I'm pretty sure that I got this bra, but, so I put them in there and then I came out to the car and obviously thinking it was super not noticeable, but I think they were probably up by my collarbones, they weren't in the right place. And also I was a child and didn't have boobs yet. So my mom was like, what's happening here? And I just remember her being she wasn't don't do that. I remember her very specifically being if you do this, you're going to have to commit to it. You have to always wear them in your shirt now. You can't have them one
you
day
can't
and
go
not
back.
The next, Yeah. You can't just not do that. And I was oh my God, you're right. And then the next day, literally the next day after school care, I think it was maybe summer something. I remember we were taking a nap. So, but it was definitely in elementary school. And maybe I was in fourth grade actually. But so I remember having this real inner battle with myself being like taking them out and then putting them back in and then taking them out and putting them back in this whole nap time. I didn't sleep at all. I was just okay, maybe I don't want to commit to that. It doesn't make a big commitment. And then I was you know what? No, I'm going to do it.
We're going boobs.
I'm having boobs now. I want boobs, And then, then I would take them out. I'm like, no, I can't do it. What if I forget one day? What if I go to a pool party? Literally I was thinking about all this stuff, taking them out, put them back in. And I eventually
such an Aquarius thing. I don't know if I want to commit to this energy.
Yeah,
right now.
Literally it's a big commitment. My mom was right. But it was so funny to me that she wasn't just straight up no, don't do that. She was okay, if we're going to do this, just know.
one, make sure they're even.
Here's all the things that are going to go. Here's all the things that could go wrong if you do this. Yep. And that's a very
preventative
Virgo mom energy.
For sure.
But yeah, anyway, so
well, I think we both quickly realized that the boobs come sooner or later, and
they do.
While they are great, they're not necessarily like somebody's. I'm just like, okay. When I was 15 and trying to run around with basketball, I'm like, I think, you know, double sports bras are not where I want to be, but I have to be at that point.
I will say working out with boobs is a big issue. It's never going to always feel weird.
Big issue.
I will never forget when I finally got some boobs though. And then when I went on birth control in college, they like went up 2 cup sizes. I was like, this is it. I love my life. I've peaked.
I'm thriving.
I did not.
Okay. So guys,
peak.
Yeah. Speaking of, I just referenced calling Lauren an Aquarius, and she was talking about her mom being a Virgo. And a lot of times we're referencing zodiac signs, astrology. So we have decided to dedicate the rest of this episode to giving you the tools you need to thrive for April based off of your astrology sign.
Yes. You're welcome.
How's that sound? Yeah.
Sounds good to me, Tiffany.
But the first thing I want to touch base on is there are really 2 dates in April that I think are super important when it comes to energy and the moon. And I think the first one for everybody. Yes, for everybody. The first one I'm going to talk about, and then I'll let Lauren talk about the second one. The first one is the new moon. If you've heard this buzzword passed around a lot, it's for a good reason. So the new moon is going to be April 12th. Mark your calendars. So what this means is it's the darkest night of the month, every month.
Like actually dark, not like emotionally.
Like,
although
no, like, no, it's not really a super dark month, dark time. Like metaphysically, actually, it's really a beautiful and creative time for the mind, body, spirit. It's when the moon is closest to the sun. So you don't actually see the moon. It's usually a couple of days after that you start to see the first couple of peaks of the crescent. So that's why it's the darkest. It's like there's actually, it's a brand new moon. This is the best time if you want to grow anything. So if you want to start a new hobby, a new routine, it's not a good time to try to lose anything. So if you're trying to lose a habit, if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to get rid of your boyfriend that you don't want anymore, this is not the time.
Just wait.
So think of, just wait. Just wait a week. So think of like the new moon as the moon is growing. So your body and your mind are also growing. So what you want to do is you're going to set intentions. So anything that you want to manifest for the rest of the month. So we're really lucky that every single month we get this brand new, like creative space and energy to set, to get like a new restart. So think of like new year, but every single month you get a fresh start.
Yay. We love that.
So, a couple of quick tips on this. Don't quit anything. I already said that. And then don't block any new things coming into your life. So in this period,
go with the flow.
You're going to have people like, you're going to start to notice that strangers or new friends kind of start to flow into your life out of nowhere. So a lot of times as humans, we see new things as like, we don't have the energy for them right now. So we block them. We're like, you know, we don't have time for this, you know, in a couple of weeks next time. So if you do feel like you get invitations for things, either collaborations or parties, this is the time to accept any and all invitations around this time period. So around the 12th, that's when you're letting things just go.
Yes, but wear a mask, you know.
Yes. So like anything that has to do with like new friends, new people, new messages on Instagram, anything like that, just follow it. And then the other big thing is do avoid your energy suckers in your life. So if you have a friend that immediately pops up in your head or a family member or your boyfriend, maybe avoid him for the day, or your girlfriend, whatever, do avoid those people around this time period because this is a really special time for manifesting exactly how you want the rest of your next 30 days to go. So if you let people that suck your energy and bring your vibrations down, then it really, it stops your ability to manifest exactly how you want your next month to go. So if somebody popped up in your mind, just try to avoid those energy suckers around those few days, around the 12th.
Avoid those suckers.
Avoid the fun suckers, also, but do set your intentions.
Yes. But we also do obviously have a full moon this month as well. And it is the first of two super moons of the year. And so basically super moons are like a little bit, I mean, not noticeable, I don't think, to the naked eye, but like they're a little bit bigger and brighter than your normal moon. So it's a little bit stronger. And this is a pink moon, and there's lots of different, like every month the moons have different names and they're always the same thing basically every month, but there's different names for them, but it's all kind of means the same thing. But this one's a pink moon. So it's a super pink moon.
I love that.
Yeah. So basically pink moons are just here to let us know that for everything we want to accomplish, we need to make that effort. So basically just about like the practical side of our plans, dreams, ideals, like write stuff down, make a plan, which I'm not good at any of that stuff, but it's really strong, like a really stronger than normal time to manifest some things that you want into your life. And I think it says that the peak illumination of the moon will be at like 11:33 at night on the 27th, April 27th. So maybe, make some plans for that night, write some downs, light some candles, you know? But the moon, it's not going to be, I wish it was like an actually a pink moon. I think it's not, but, it's like
that would be cool.
It would be very cool. It's like I think it'll be like a golden-y color. It says like it's a golden color near the horizon and fade into a bright white as it kind of like gets more and more towards like the center of the sky there, like over your head. So unfortunately it will not be like a literally a pink moon, but also I think there was, so like the reason it's called a pink moon because it's not actually pink is based off like a wildflower. A lot of these are like native, a lot of these names and moons are Native American names. But also because like pink is springtime, the flowers are blooming, all that good stuff. So I think that has a lot to do with it as well. But there's one wildflower that's like native to Eastern, like America and or North America, I guess. And it's called a creeping phlox, like P-H-L-O-X, or a moss fox, phlox, which is also like, they call it also like moss pink, stuff like that. So you heard of that. That's the one to look out for because that's the reason for a pink moon name. But yeah. So.
Well, now you know.
Now we all know.
And if somebody says there's a pink super moon, you're going to know. Don't say like, oh my God, I can't wait to see it, the pink colors.
Correct them real quick. Like, no. Don't.
No.
It's pink because of springtime and flowers.
Don't you know?
Yes. But we also want to kind of, we won't like, you know, gonna really spend a whole lot of time doing the like a breakdown of these because I know we don't have much time, but I do want to kind of just briefly go over like what to maybe expect for a few. I'll do the first six signs and Tiffany can do the last six. But
perfect.
There is definitely a lot going on this month. I feel like a lot of these are kind of similar from when I was doing some research, but so Aries is the first one, which is also why we have started our new season now in our spring equinox. We've also started our new astrological season as well.
Yes. The Zodiac calendar also follows the March 20th start date.
Yeah. Basically the human calendar is the only one that doesn't. So, and then.
And by human, you just mean mostly American. Western cultures.
Yeah. For sure.
Cause a lot of the other Eastern cultures and still like spiritual cultures follow March as the new year.
I know, it's so cool. I'm like, we have no culture. But anyway, but so there's for Aries, a fire sign, just expect a lot of changes. Maybe, I know it might be hard, but just like maintain some optimism there and just make sure you're clarifying everything. Like don't just assume how other people are feeling or what they mean when they're saying things to you or trying to get you to do something. Like make sure you're digging into that and clarifying it. Like avoid maybe being impulsive and, you know, Aries, don't just like start fights randomly, or
the ramp,
because you're feeling a little feisty in the moment. Don't do that this month.
Wait, were you saying don't assume people's
don't assume how other people are feeling.
Don't try to read between the lines.
Yeah. Just be like, gotcha. If someone's telling you how they feel, that's how they feel. But you can ask clarifying questions if you're not sure. Like, you need to be clarifying this.
I think that's great advice. My boyfriend is an Aries. And I feel like a lot of times he does try to read between the lines so that he wants to, like, you know, go with his intuition.
Yep.
But instead, sometimes you just ask questions and then you know exactly what you're getting.
Yeah. Just believe what people are saying, but also, like, don't take one sentence's surface level. Like, if someone's telling you to do something, like, just clarify it. If you're confused at all, clarify it. But it doesn't mean that's a fight. It doesn't need to be starting into a fight. It doesn't, like, also don't, you know, just start buying random stuff, like fancy entertainment or technology things for no reason either. Do your research. So clarify literally.
Oh my God. Bert is going to be so targeted. That's exactly him.
Well, Bert, there you go. So the next one is Taurus, which is an earth sign. And so this month you might expect to be potentially getting some sudden unhappy changes connected to the work area, which was me last month, and it did happen. So just keep an eye out for that. Taurus is an earth sign. So, like, they're very, I think it's also a fixed sign as well. Like, they're just like hard headed notoriously. Sorry, not sorry, Taurus, you are. I know like changes are probably really hard for you, but your key for this month is adaptation. Is it adaption or adaptation? I don't know. Whatever it is, that's what you should be doing.
Be adaptable
this month. Like, kind of just go with the flow. Don't alienate yourself. Like, try to avoid alienating yourself. If problems do arise at work, or with relationships or partnerships, like, just reach out to somebody about it. Like, reaching out to a friend can really help you this month. Like, just kind of put your thoughts at ease there. So, Gemini, on to you, an air sign.
Oh my God.
What? Geminis are great. I'm also an air sign. Okay. Isn't also Bert like a moon Gemini or something like that?
He does. Okay. So I have a personal vendetta against Geminis. I just feel like anybody I've ever had issues with is always a Gemini. And so when I found out that Bert had a Gemini moon, I was just like, no, 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 no. This cannot be. I cannot deal with the hot and cold of a Gemini. I can't. But
that fire air combo is weird. I know, because I have it also.
There's a lot of beauty in the Gemini world. So
there is.
I think you just have to change your perspective.
Well, for Gemini,
I'm welcoming them.
All right. We got them. So Tiffany, if you're Gemini, DM Tiffany.
Don't put that energy
She
on
wants
me.
To be your friend this month. No. So what to expect for Gemini this month? You could be receiving some useful info, like, connected to, like, your status within your community. So, like, your position in the community. So, you know, just kind of be able to kind of be a little bit more social, like, pay attention to, like, social cues and, like, things that are going on in your circle. And then also, you could also be having, like, an unrealistic sense of well-being, like, around your finances or joint finances, especially. So just, like, cause like Gemini is twin sign notoriously, like, so everything's about them is kind of in two. So it's like a lot of it could be surrounding, like, joint finances. But basically just don't second guess your instincts this month, like, especially when it comes to work. But just kind of try to go with the flow, which is a little sometimes easier for Gemini because they're air sign. They do tend to be a little bit more adaptable, so it shouldn't be that difficult, but, just being like, try to avoid being, like, uncooperative. So I know, like, a lot of times air signs, myself included, like, we can think our like, we're go with the flow if we want to be. So if that's the flow that we want to be on. So just try to be not as much like that this month. Like, just be very, like, much more cooperative with your feelings and your relationships, especially. And then Cancer, the water sign. So also for Cancer this month, you guys might have a little bit more entertainment and social activities coming up. Again, wear a mask, but just kind of make sure you're informing yourself before you get involved or sign anything. That would be something that's very good for you guys to do this month. Water signs tend to act off like emotions more than like actual like facts and, you know, plans and stuff like that. So just try not to get too in your emotions this month, and just make sure that you're able to like make sure you're fully informed on something. But, you know, trust yourself and what you do know. You've done the research. You've looked up all the stuff. Trust yourself after that and what you do know before you make any of these decisions. But again, this one too came up with finances. Like, pay attention to your finances. It was saying stuff about like activities in the home are increasing a lot more this month. So, but that could possibly also mean for some of you that you might be changing residences, which could cause kind of, you know, unexpected, you know, dips in your finances there, because that always would happen. Anytime you move, that is going to cause a dip in your finances probably. But Leo, so you're a fire sign, which is also this is my moon as well. So what to expect for a Leo is, which I feel like I'm already starting to feel like this, even though we're recording this like right before April starts. But just like getting, you might expect to be getting maybe a little bit more philosophical this month. Like really trying to be like, where am I going with my life? Like, what is happening? Which could also lead to some disagreements in your life with people around you. You know, you're trying to figure out where you're going. Some people might not be able to join you. So some disagreements, or maybe not want to join you or be confused on what path you're trying to do. So really kind of disagreements with, like, you know, a partner or a friend could be kind of rocking the boat this month. And also it's saying that like a work-related matter can be showing like a really promising outlook this month, but just like not everything that glitters is gold kind of situation. Just make sure you get all the information. I feel like a lot of these signs this month, it's like, get your information. Don't just like act impulsively, get your info, all that good stuff. You're not going to probably get the full info on this job related thing. So you're going to have to figure those details out for yourself. So just be aware of that. And, so Virgo, we're on to you, Tiffany.
Welcome. Let's hear this.
Yes. What to expect for a Virgo. Do not act impulsively this month. there should just be, I think there's going to be a lot of activities right now connected to like your inner circles. So, and that could also cause like some unexpected like expenses related to like anything like with work, which I think is interesting because you're doing entrepreneurship stuff now. So like,
I know,
you have some unexpected expenses come up because of that. But I mean, just kind of using your intuition, and since like you have a good sense of responsibility. So just kind of tapping into that and not being as like impulsive this month is, which I know Virgos typically aren't, but I feel like sometimes
I'm like, I have no like, cool, issue with this. Done. Yeah, fine.
But also like, don't be like rash. Like, don't just like act on something. Cause I know sometimes, I mean, I've seen you do it too. You're like, sometimes you're like trying so hard to not be so like rigid that you're like, okay, I'll just go with the flow. Like, you don't need to do that this month. It could cause some unexpected things to happen. But yeah, it's basically saying there's like a spotlight on like your area of outside resources of income. So like maybe if you have like a side business or something, if you're Virgo, like stuff could be going on there.
Well, there you go.
That in a good way. But yeah,
that's exciting.
Yeah. But just like, no, it might also, you might have to spend a little to get a little, I guess is kind of what it's sounding like. But
oh, yeah, for sure. I believe that.
But yeah, there is like a little connection concerns with like your partners, people you're around. So just be aware of that as well.
Wait, what does that mean?
Like, I mean, what I was reading, it was just saying like, there's news concerning like connection in a partnership or a relationship or whatever. So who knows? That could be me. It could be Bert.
Well, how about that?
Yeah. and that's pretty much it for my side of it. So Tiffany's going to take us through the last six here.
Okay. So wait. Okay. You ended with Virgo?
Yeah.
So oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, Libra. Okay. I'm picking up with Libra. Yeah. Well, thank you for that great explanation. I felt really prepared. I honestly took all of the signs that you gave me because I know like my whole natal chart. And I was like, wait, okay, yes, apply that to these different areas. Okay. But we're not going to worry about the complicated stuff. Okay.
I'm going to dig into that.
Libra. Libra is September 23rd to October 22nd. It's an air sign. They're typically known for being lovable, charming, compassionate, and love things to be aesthetically pleasing. So for April, if you are single, let me tell you, you're probably going to stay single. April is a time to focus on more logistical parts of your life, like your career. So this is a very career, business, finance type oriented month. So if you feel like you're struggling with your love life, you know what? Just let it lie for right now. Focus on your money. And then the next thing is, since you're normally going out of your way for everyone else, so typically Libra, they like almost like a martyr type situation where they will put themselves before everyone else and then
people pleasers
kind of resent everyone for that. So in April, it's super important for you to focus on what makes you feel good during this like transitional spring period. And then also don't overspend. Libra's known for their luxury items. They love big ticket couture, furniture, cars. This isn't the
gratification.
This is not the month, Libras. Do not overextend yourself in your financial department. What you need to focus on is making your money, building your logistical systems for your career and business. That's what you need to focus on.
All right. Okay. You heard it here first.
Scorpio, October 23rd to November 21st. This is, a lot of people think this is a fire sign, but this is actually a water sign. So Scorpio is known for being really intense. So I think that's why they're normally thought that they think that it's a fire sign, just because they're, it's like your big, bad older sister who's a little bit goth and kind of like bullies everybody, like in a, I will take you down, but I also want love kind of way. But she's a water sign and she is like the biggest, baddest water sign there is. So don't mess with her. She can be a little aggressive.
A little Scorpio? No.
Just a little. But
very passive aggressive. The most passive aggressive sign, I feel.
But they're just really emotional, but they're also really intense. So whatever they're going through, if it's sad or happy, it's usually intensified. Water signs in general in April are going through an intense range of emotions this month. So on the front end of the month for all water signs, it's going to be like you're able to really concentrate on what makes you feel good. You feel good. Efficiency is flowing. Everything's good. And then on the second end of the month is this complete opposite. It is, boom, complete apathy. So it is a weird transition period for a lot of the water signs because you're just going through the highs and lows of what you could put your energy towards. So just expect by the end of the month that you may have apathy towards all the things that you were loving at the beginning of the month. You need to handle everything with sensitivity this month, especially family affairs. So anything that's related to your family, make sure that you're not just bulldozing everybody with your intense emotions. Business and career, going to be excellent for you, my water sign. This is the perfect time for you to up level or move into leadership roles around you. So if there is an opportunity that presents itself in front of you that you could up yourself in your career, this is it. Take it.
All right.
Sagittarius, November 22nd to December 21st. This is your fire sign, my friends. I have four Sagittarius in my natal chart. So this is like my cousin to who I really am.
Nice.
You're a sophisticated.
That's Capricorn for me. Could you try again? Oh, are you talking? Is your phone talking to us now?
Just said, what do you want to know about an Aries?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. We should have just asked Siri all these questions. Have Siri be a guest on the podcast.
Actually, that would have been genius. Okay, so Sagittarius, typically sophisticated, loyal, independent, and kind. April's going to be a fun month for you in your relationships, career, and finance. So really, Sagittarius, you're going to be crushing it all around. The one thing you need to work on is your patience, you impatient little thing.
Mm.
Your personal and professional relationships are meant to flourish in this time. If you don't force things, so you got to let it flow, Sagittarius. Mm. Let it flow.
Let it flow, let it go.
Don't be too blunt this month. Typically, Sagittarius can be like in your face, kind of let you know exactly how they're feeling. While that can usually be a good thing, right now, slow it down just a little bit. Your typical mm-hmm. honest approach could be a little aggressive or hurtful or taken the wrong way. So just try to soften the edges just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you love change. So take advantage of this season and set some new goals for yourself. So setting new goals for yourself for all Sagittarius will be very helpful.
We love it.
Hey, Capricorn. We are looking at the December 22nd to January 19th babies.
This is an earth sign. I have like five Capricorn placements and maybe six.
Okay, wait, really?
Yeah, my whole chart is ruled from what we learned from Novi Brown in our previous episode. I think it was in December.
Uh-huh.
My chart is ruled by Capricorn.
Okay, so Capricorn is pretty notorious for being a little self-righteous.
100%.
But they're smart, hardworking, money-loving, and very resourceful. They're the type of people that they put work before friends in most cases. Like they're able to cut off kind of like their over emotional ties to anything that doesn't make them money. So like, they're just like, how can I make money? I want to get the job done. I don't care if I'm not happy while I'm doing it, which is kind of funny now that
I'm reading this,
that you have a lot of Capricorn, because this actually is really true. I'm mm-hmm. always telling Lauren, I'm like, but do what you love and flow and free. And she's like,
yeah, if it doesn't make me money, if it doesn't make me money, then I'm not going to be doing it. If I don't like, if I'm not genuinely doing like the things I'm passionate about or stuff like this, like if like, but I have to make, I've got to be making a lot of money somehow.
Uh-huh. So. Okay. So for April, pretty much everything for the Capricorns, our self-righteous friends, will be perfect.
Perfect.
Their love, finance, everything is skyrocketing. Mm-hmm. The only advice that really is going to be helpful for Capricorn, because everything else is going to be perfect, is don't be so cold this month. So typically you can be a little callous when it comes to just how you handle situations.
Mm-hmm.
Put a little more empathy into the situations, because people are going to see that as a sign that you don't care about the situation. So that could be the mm-hmm. only thing that could go wrong for you, is you just coming across as callous.
Okay.
Aquarius. This is Lauren. January 20th to February 18th. So the overall theme for Aquarius is you feel like you are so different from most people. You're both really laid back, but also really tense about the most random things.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like a really chill person, but you're also kind of difficult. And it depends on what you're talking about. Usually philosophical things. April is going to be a great month for you, energetically, in every single area across the board.
Nice.
Do take risk in business, love, and finance. So the only real advice Lauren, you're just going to crush April because Aquarius and Capricorn both have like the same thing.
Yeah.
So basically everything's going to be perfect. But
and
the
my
one
Leo
thing that you
fire sign is, or my Leo moon sign is going to be good too.
The one thing that you want to make sure that you're not doing, and this is kind of similar to the Aries, is do not overthink or overanalyze others' intentions around you. So mm-hmm. do not try to read between the lines this month. Whatever's happening, take it for face value or ask for clarification. And then the last week of the month is meant to enjoy the... oh my gosh, I just had a brain fart.
Okay,
the last week of the month is meant to just enjoy what you have built in the first 3 weeks. So the first 3 weeks will be really, really bountiful. The last week, take a break, relax, enjoy.
Okay, done.
There you go. Pisces, last one. February 19th to March 20th. This is a water sign. So again, we go back to the water sign in the beginning. You're going to have a really weird month. So you're going to have the beginning of the month where you feel really intense about something, but then by the end of the month, you do not care about it. Okay.
It's like Pisces every month.
I know. Pisces, you're smart, creative, wise, and really, really, really sensitive. You are known for being a little too sensitive sometimes. So you could find yourself in the middle of some drama in April, which is not that different than the rest of the months, but don't allow yourself to get involved in the drama specifically this month, because any outside dramas in your month of April will, in fact, 100% bleed over into your love, career, and financial life. So keep it clean. If it feels like it's drama, pull yourself out. Another thing, do take care of your immune health this month. The Pisces sign was the one sign in all of the 12 signs that said they are most vulnerable for the common cold or other viruses.
Or COVID. Wear your mask, Pisces. Wear a double mask this month, Pisces.
Yeah, don't go double anywhere. Up.
6 feet.
On the upside, this is the perfect time to book any trips that you've been wanting to take that you've avoided because of external factors like a pandemic or COVID. Right now is the time in April to book that trip that you've been wanting to go on.
For the future.
So do it.
For the month of April.
Not right? For the month of April.
Yeah.
You were allowed to click the button on the book.
Maybe Pisces should try to get a vaccine this month. Try to get that COVID vaccine. Take your vitamins, vitamin D, vitamin C, B12, all the good stuff.
I'll take some vitamin D.
Yeah. I actually did start taking vitamin D after I had COVID last year, because my doctor was like, that might help with like respiratory. But when COVID started becoming a thing, that was like a vitamin I heard about that might be good for like respiratory stuff. I take so much of it now.
I started to get a little bit of cold last week and then popped a vitamin D.
Yeah.
Because I had forgotten to take it. Like I usually take them once a week. Mm-hmm. And
I take a bunch a day. It's fine.
I have theories behind how you should actually take vitamin D, but we'll save that for another time.
All right.
I can tell you exactly of course I've listened to 100 podcasts about how you should.
We don't even need to bring vitamins. We don't even need to bring guests on anymore. We have Tiffany. She's our resident expert, our resident expert in general.
I should have gone to med school.
Yeah, I love that. Okay. So that's pretty much all we got for y'all today. So I hope that helps. Take some time for basically, it seems like a lot of pay attention to your finances. Don't assume things this month and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And you know, Capricorn and Aquarius, I'd love to see all the success that you guys are about to have. So
yeah, basically Capricorn and Aquarius are thriving in the month of April.
Yeah. Let's go.
Let's do it. April's your month.
All right.
Okay,
but
guys.
Well, for now we are giving you permission to exit. Bye bye.
Bye.
Yeah. We came a long way. That's what the song say. And I could do all things. I could do all things. Yeah, I could do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. That's what the song say. And I could do all things. I could do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. I'm not afraid of the moment. I'm not afraid. I can't hold it. I gotta show up. Gotta get up in the morning. I gotta do it for Kobe. Lately I'm zoning. Lately I know where I'm going. Taking whatever control is. Show me opponents. Show me opponents. I got a gift and I'm starting to own it. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. And I can do all things. And I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. Shout to the city.
that raised me. Shout to the people that made me. I'm from the 80s. I don't think mumbling wavy. I grew up black on a Jay-Z. Maybe I'm crazy. I ain't been wondering lately. Feel like it's here for the taking. Feel like I'm good with the changes. Know who I am. And that's the most dangerous statement. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. Man, I can do all things. Yeah, yeah.
I check the scoreboard. Know what I'm good for. When I check the scoreboard, man, I'm thinking 2-4. Man, that's what I'm good for. Yeah, yeah. When I check the scoreboard, I know what I'm good for. When I check the scoreboard, man, I think I'm 2-4. And I know what I'm good for. Yeah, yeah. Cause we came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the songs say. And I can do all things.